1350 KMAN.
Good Wednesday morning, Brady Bowman with you on this edition of In Focus. Got a lot of cool stuff to talk about on this hour, and right away we're going to go ahead and we're going to start talking some schools. The tradition continues. I am here with Blue Valley Randolph High School and Middle School Principal Marion Mazouk and Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning, Brady.
Good morning.
All right. Well, first off, actually with this song in mind, it was Tiffany Amber Thiessen's birthday yesterday. Kelly Kapowski, one of my earliest crushes. So a special In Focus birthday salute to Kelly Kapowski. Still looks great, too, by the way. Well, it's been a fun January already for the school districts in the area, and especially for our school districts in the northern part of Riley County, where your school district saw a little bit more snow than we did.
We did. It's always interesting to start the year that way and get up early in the morning and take a little tour out there and bust some snow drifts. But we've had 3 snow days already this year. We're kind of hoping that the 65-degree temps coming is going to be the new trend, and maybe we're done with snow days. But we really do appreciate everybody's efforts and patience as we try to work through that process. You always try to notify parents as early as possible. We know that, you know, daycare is involved for some of the younger ones, and there's quite a bit that goes into that decision, and there's a lot of folks behind the scenes that are working hard to get sidewalks and driveways cleaned. And some of those super windy days, we had some monster drifts out in the school grounds.
I bet so. And of course, that's one thing I think people in Manhattan probably especially forget is that the snow days, or at least the protocol for snow days for districts like Blue Valley and Riley County, a little bit different than around here, just because you got some rural students on some rural roads that crews aren't able to get to as easily as around here.
Yeah, it is a issue, because when we have quite a few buses to get started, first of all, you want to get them started, and then you know, we have some kids that are getting on the buses by 6, you know, a little after 6:30, 6:45, they're getting on a bus, so you have to, you know, definitely make a decision well ahead of when some of the people are just getting out of bed. So, yeah, it takes a, you know, and safety is always the biggest concern with the kids first, and we want them to get to school safe, and then, you know, once we get them there, we want to keep them as long as we can. So you have to take that all into account. So, yeah, it's just something that you have to coordinate, and parents have really been good about adjusting and working with us on that.
And just out of curiosity, how many snow days did Blue Valley and Riley County have last year?
I believe Blue Valley, we just had one day, and it was actually on an in-service day that we didn't have school that I remember. So we definitely have doubled that this year for sure.
We had none. So you kind of get spoiled in those years, and it seems like they kind of build up. But
and there's a lot of winter left in Kansas, even though it's looking great for the rest of the week. Like Cliff, you said earlier, around the low 60s, I think, is what we're looking at. But you never know. Haven't we seen snow in, I know in April for sure we've seen, I almost want to feel like maybe a few years ago that we had snow maybe in that first week of May or something like that, just really briefly. But Kansas, it's what we deal with. Also things we deal with in Kansas is, especially the last few years, is the ever-increasing updates on school finance out of Topeka. And Cliff, I know you were mentioning that just right before we came on, and wanted to talk a little bit about that and where that's heading.
Sure. You know, everybody's seen that here lately, looking at school finance, and it's a big topic. And, you know, with the Gannon case there, that the rulings came back from the Supreme Court and have challenged our legislature to respond to that by about the first part of May there. And so it'll be interesting to see what they do to create that funding that's necessary. I know with that, sometimes you have the negative thought of, are we going to close schools? And we sure hope that we never get down to that route, and there's a long ways between now and then. But I know there'll be a lot of work in there, and it's a big decision to try to help everybody.
And especially with the governor saying that he wants to excuse me, put in another $600 or $600 million, a little more than $600 million but with really no indications on how this is going to be paid for. I know that's something that are going to be debating quite a bit. Cliff, as you said, the legislative session in Topeka began a few weeks ago, and they got a lot of work ahead of them. Again, Brady Bowman here on In Focus with Blue Valley Randolph High School Middle School Principal Marion Mazouk and Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams. If you have any questions, comments, give us a call. 785-537 is the number to call. And Marion, how are things at Blue Valley this new semester, new excitement? All the kids have been back in school for a few weeks now.
Yeah, we've really been excited about this school year. We always look at, you know, enrollment at the beginning of the year, and our enrollment has been up the last several years, especially at our elementary level, so that's always a good sign for the future. And it's important the way the legislature is and how much money you're going to get, so you always want to get your, hopefully keep your enrollment going up, dollar per student. So, and then we've been really excited this last November. Our patrons of Blue Valley were helped pass our bond that we were getting started as a $3.1 million bond. Actually, it's 4.1. And what we can get done with that new ag shop and some just things we need to get done at the school that we haven't been able to do in the past. We're going to, like I said, new ag building, and then we can put a community weight facility. And we had just purchased recently, in the last week, we just purchased three new buses that we need for our routes and activities. So, but we're doing some other things too that we just, you know, you need to get done. New roof on the high school, all new windows, looking for the future with our increased enrollment. So we got a lot of things in the making at Blue Valley, and the next year is going to be a lot of things with the construction, hopefully starting after the first of the year or at the end of the school year. We want to get started. So we're just kind of waiting on bids and see how that's all going to go. So a lot of new stuff for me and for our school that I've never been around with. So it's exciting time, and we're looking forward to things at Blue Valley.
All right. And I actually just want to go back, Mary, and I think it's the first time you've been on In Focus with me. I don't know if you've been on In Focus maybe in the past with Kathy, but just figure this opportunity, maybe just kind of introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. I've been with the Blue Valley School District since 1994. I grew up in Western Kansas, went to K-State to get my undergraduate degree, and then started teaching in various places and ended up back around Manhattan in 94 teaching at the middle school. And I was fortunate enough to stay there and get my administrative degree and slide into the being the high school principal and middle school principal since for the past 8 years. So Blue Valley's been really good to me and my family, and I've had two children graduate from Blue Valley and are very successful. So I really feel like that I can really encourage what we do at Blue Valley, because I've seen the success of not only my own two children, but a lot of other graduates there.
Right. You're kind of pinch hitting really this morning. Usually it's Bertie Burton, the superintendent.
Yeah, he had other coming in, but he had some other commitments today. He's also, besides being superintendent, he's also the principal down at the McCormick Elementary, and they had other commitments today. So he gave me a call and said, you're up next. So here I am.
When I first talked to him, I think yesterday, he kind of gave me that heads up. I pick up the phone. First things he says when I get transferred to him is, "Go Eagles." That's the first thing he says to me. So he listens to the Cover 5, apparently, and knows some of my fandom there. You know what? Let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour. We'll come back and we'll talk more Riley County Schools here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants.